让我们一同来。
Let us together。
我想呢，今天的时间呢不是很够，我们就把因为读经的这两边的经文呢也都比较长，又有中文又有英文。
We really have enough time today, and since we have a lot of scriptures to read both in Chinese and in English。
我心中愿意来攻读主的话语，但是请原谅，我们在这边呢，今天就把这个读经中英读经的时间，我们稍微省略一点点。
So while we're certainly willing to proclaim together the word of the Lord, let's save a little bit of time in reading English and Chinese.
我们已经进入到约书亚记的第八章。
We're already up to Joshua chapter 8.
那么在前面的七章当中，我们看到神使用约书亚引领以色列人过约旦河进迦南地得耶利哥。
In the first seven chapters, we've seen Joshua lead the Israelites across the Jordan into Canaan and up to Jericho.
到那个时候为止，约书亚做的每一步都是对的，都是符合神的心意的。
And up to that point, every step that Joshua had done was right and consistent with God's will.
但是在约书亚记的第七章当中，我们却看到一件事情。
But here in Joshua chapter 7, we see something else.
约书亚和以色列人打了败仗。
Israel and Joshua lost a fight.
那为什么打了败仗呢？
Now why did they lose?
因为有以色列人取了当灭的物。
Because the Israelites took something that was under the ban.
神明讲耶利哥所有东西都要毁灭尽尽。
God had said very clearly that everything in Jericho had to be destroyed.
这个当灭的物的意思就是指着这些都要献与神的，献与神的物，原文是这个意思。
And these items under the ban, what the original meaning was things that must be given to God.
所以上个礼拜我们的背诵默想经文非常简单，归耶和华为圣。
So our memory verse last week was very simple. It was view the Lord as holy.
那么亚干被找出来了。
Now once Achan had been found,
他取了这个漂亮的衣服、金银等等等等为私有。
And he had the silver and the mantle of Shinar and these other things.
因着这样的一个罪，
And because of this sin,
神的祝福离开。
And God's blessing left.
小小的这么一座爱城，以色列人吃了败仗。
And this little city of Ai was enough to defeat the Israelites.
那今天呢，我们要看第八章。
And so today we want to look at chapter 8.
我们题目叫做一个城与两座山。
And our topic is one city and two mountains.
在去年有一次我过来的时候，记得是十一月份，和大家有分享过祸福的抉择这样一个信息。
Now, last year in October, I remember I shared a message with everyone called The Choice Between Blessings and Curses.
等一下，最后我们会来回顾那两座山的意义。
And in a moment, we'll review again the meaning of those two mountains.
那么首先，第一点，我们来看这个第八章一开头。
Now, first, let us look at the opening of chapter 8.
有一句老话叫做，在哪里跌倒，就从哪里站起来。
Now, there's an old proverb, you know, from where you have fallen, from there, stand up.
这是一句很励志的话。
And this is a very true saying.
这也是我们应该做的事。
And this is something we ought to do.
但是像他们有人开玩笑说的。
But there are some people who will joke about it.
今天很多时候我们人生在世是怎么样呢？
Oftentimes our life in this world, it's a little different.
在哪里跌倒，就在哪里爬下。
It's wherever you fall, there lay down.
就站不起来了。
You're just unable to stand up again.
那我们看，我们看前面的这一段经文，我们因为比较长就没有多读的经文。
So let's look at this passage of scripture, which we didn't read in its entirety.
耶和华对约书亚说，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来。
So the Lord said to Joshua, do not be fearful or dismayed, stand up.
耶和华神对约书亚讲了。
And so this is Yahweh speaking to Joshua.
现在亚干的这个罪的问题已经暴露出来，已经解决了。
So now the sin of Achan has already been addressed and has already been solved.
亚干得到了他应有的惩罚。
And Achan has received the punishment he deserved.
现在不要再重新继续停留在这样一种惧怕和惊慌当中。
So stop staying here in this state of fear and concern.
站起来继续为主征战。
Stand up and continue to fight the Lord.
我们来回顾，刚才实际上已经做了回顾，在耶利哥以色列人得到一个非常奇妙的胜利。
Now let us review the really amazing victory that the Israelites had at the city of Jericho.
神为他们征战。
God fought for them.
前六天围着耶利哥每天转一圈，第七天转七圈，城就倒了。
For 6 days they marched around Jericho once, and on the seventh day they marched around seven times, and the walls of Jericho fell down.
那么我们也做一个复习，特别是我们有英文堂的弟兄姊妹在我们中间，爱城的这样一个失败。
Now let's do a real quick review, especially since members of English congregation are amongst us, of the defeat at Ai.
这个派三千的精兵去打这爱城，实际上是没有什么问题的。
They sent 3,000 people over to defeat Ai, and it should have been no problem.
但是却居然被爱城打败。
But they actually got defeated by Ai.
那为什么呢？因为是受到这个亚干的连累。
But it's really because of the sin of Achan.
后来亚干受到这样一个刑罚，被石头打死，堆在那个地方，那个山谷叫做舒歌谷，就是连累的意思。
Now, once Achan had been stoned and had been buried under a pile of stones.
那么约书亚在痛苦当中到神的面前来祷告，甚至抱怨的时候，在第七章有讲到。
Now, as Joshua came before God in prayer and almost in complaint.
那么神就给他回答，给他回复了。
Then God answers him.
那么这个神的回复是怎么说呢？
Now, how does God answer?
神讲了两次站立不住，也讲了两次你要起来。
So two times he says you cannot stand, and two times he says you need to get up.
若是我们在这个罪的里面。
If we are living in sin,
若是我们的生命当中有破口，
if there are openings in our lives,
我若注重罪恶，主必不听，对吗？
If I regard sin in my heart, God will not hear me.
所以你们在仇敌面前就站立不住。
So you are unable to stand before your enemies.
但是神同时对约书亚说，要起来，要起来。
But at the same time, God says to Joshua, you need to stand up, you need to get up.
那今天呢，我们继续来看你从站立不住到起来，然后到你必站立得住。
So today we're going to look at how you go from cannot stand to get up to will surely stand.
弟兄姊妹要知道，这绝不是我们自己里面的骄傲，说我一定能够站立得住。
Now we need to understand that this is not because of our own pride, saying I must be able to stand up.
当使徒保罗说靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做的时候，他丝毫不是在骄傲。
When Paul said I am able to do all things through Him who strengthens me, it was not from a position of pride.
完完全全不是对他自己的信心。
It was not a confidence in himself.
而是对那加给他力量的信心。
It was a certainty of faith in the one who gives him strength.
那么我们不单必站立得住，而且我们要得到丰富。
Not only are we able to stand, we will be able to have a full life.
耶稣来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Jesus came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们生命当中所成就的是超过我们所求所想的。
Brothers and sisters, what Jesus works in our life is beyond what we can think or imagine.
是上尖下流的，对吗？
It is above and beyond.
Overflow, yeah, above beyond. 感谢赞美主。
Let's praise the Lord.
那么今天以色列人就要来经历神这样的一个祝福。
And today Israelites need to are going to experience this blessing.
本来是在一种的失败、跌倒、软弱当中。
Originally they were in a state of a failure and of falling.
可是当这个罪被对付以后。
But as soon as the sin had been addressed.
当站起来以后。
Once they stood up.
重新经历神。更丰盛的祝福和美好。
They were once more able to receive the fullness of God's blessing.
那么这是我们继续往下看的。
And that's what we will see looking forward.
啊，这边第七章讲到这个叫当灭的物啊 ，accursed things.
And so in chapter 7 it speaks of the cursed things.
这些是人不可以碰的，这些是要完完全全去献给神的，都要毁灭净尽的。
These were things that could not be touched. These were things that had to be entirely destroyed and given to God.
哎，那我们还要看一个叫做什么呢？叫做 awarded things.
We also need to look at the things that are awarded.
当得的物，神给我们的。
The things that God has given to us.
Yeah. 那么这个亚干呢，他取的就是这些当灭的物，用献给神的物，他取为己有。
Now what Achan had taken was the things cursed, the things under the ban.
那是在第七章里面。
But in chapter 7.
在第八章当中，神怎么说呢？
In chapter 8, what does God say?
我们再回到一开始的这个这段经文。
So let's look at this passage again.
不要惧怕，不要惊慌，起来，对吧？然后下面说，率领一切兵丁上爱城去。
It says, "Do not fear or be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise, go to Ai."
我已经把爱城的王和他的民、他的城并他的地都交在你手里。
See, I've already given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land.
你怎样待耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也当照样待爱城和爱城的王。
You shall do to Ai and its king just as you did to Jericho and its king.
下面请来注意，只是城内所夺的财物。和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的掠物。
Only you shall take only its spoil and its cattle as plunder for yourselves.
我先请问弟兄姊妹们。
So I would ask you, brothers and sisters.
只是城内所夺的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的掠物。如果你是亚干，你看到这句话， 什么感想？
So if you were Achan and you saw this passage, only you shall take the spoil and cavil as plunder, what would your feeling be?
但这时候他已经死了。
Well, at this point he's already dead.
那如果他要是知道这件事情的时候，
But if he knew of this,
他会怎么想？
What would his thoughts be?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
痛心疾首是不是啊？
It would be pain with no respite.
原来打败爱城的时候，所有东西都是我们的战利品的。
As it turns out, when we went to defeat Ai, anything there could have been my spoil.
亚干的悲哀是什么？取不当取，最后得无所得。
The tragedy of Achan was that he took what he did not deserve and therefore got nothing.
神跟他们说，耶利哥城的是一点都不能去碰。
God said clearly, everything in Jericho, you may not take any of it.
毁灭尽尽。
You must destroy it all.
亚干呢？
Achan?
不听神的话。
He did not listen to what God said.
看到点好的，拿来。
He saw something nice, so he took it.
最后。
And in the end.
把命都搭上了。
And then he gave up his own life.
而且连累了以色列的众人。
And he ended up hurting the entirety of the nation of Israel.
One city away, 只差一个城市。
He's only one city short, or one city away.
去打爱城的时候。
When they went to fight against Ai.
神说里面的东西你们都拿。
He said, God said, you can take it all.
如果我是亚干。
If I was Achan.
痛心疾首啊。
Wow, what pain.
何苦来的呢？
Such suffering for nothing.
把自己的命都搭上了。
And he's given up his own life for it.
最后还什么都没有得到。
In the very end, he got nothing.
所以我们看圣民的喜乐。
So we see there the blessing of a holy life.
他们叫舍弃当舍。后面奖赏丰富。
So they gave up what was a curse and then received blessing as a result.
不单是那些当灭的物，他们没有拿。
Not only did they not take what was under the ban.
当他们知道他们中间有这个罪恶的时候，把罪恶也灭除净尽。
When they found out that there was sin amongst them, they truly destroyed the sin.
信实的神，美好的神。
And a faithful and a good God.
说现在去打爱城的时候，我要奖赏你们。
Now that you are going to fight against AI, I'm going to reward you.
很多时候
Oftentimes,
在我们的生命当中
in our own lives,
弟兄姊妹不只是一个城市的距离
Brothers and sisters, we're often not even a city away.
常常很多时候就是一个决定的距离
Often it's just a single decision.
我不知道大家有没有听过这句话
I don't know if the brothers and sisters have heard this before.
我忘记上次十月份来和大家有没有分享
I don't remember if I shared it with you all in October.
一个人的一生
A person's life
就是由他这一生当中所做的所有决定组成的
is composed of the choices that they made in this life
你想想是不是这样子
I mean consider for a moment whether or not this is the case
你这一生当中做的所有这些的决定最后就决定了你这一生是什么样子的
All these little choices that you made in your life end up determining what your life is
而在我们生命当中有的时候有些很重要的决定
In our own lives sometimes there are some very important decisions
是这样或者那样
It's going to be either this way or that way
开这个门还是走那个门
You're either going to open this door or go through the other door.
最后的结果完全的不一样。
And the final result is completely different.
我们常常说在今天的网络的时代。
We say today in the internet age.
很多时候就是 one click away.
We say that we're just one click away.
鼠标 one click away.
Just one click of the mouse.
就那么一个点击。
It's just this one click.
点或不点。
Are you going to click on it or not?
可能对你的生命的影响是极大极大的。
Can have a tremendous impact on your life.
我在我刚信主不久啊，我信主那个教会。
When I just come to the Lord.
有一次这个讲台牧者的讲道，他就说。
One time, from the pulpit, the pastor said.
他说呢，我们常常在这个信箱当中接到很多的这个广告。
We often receive a lot of advertisements in our inbox.
那有一类的广告是什么呢？是寄支票给你。
And one set of these advertisements, if you can call them that, are about sending checks to you.
现在很少了哈，我们在这个信箱当中接到支票很少了。
Now these days you rarely see this anymore.
或者是那种广告支票，看着哇都好漂亮，而且数字很大的。
And we usually don't see these emails with these really big colored letters and numbers on them.
但是如果要是你把这个支票真的是存进去的话
，But if you were to really try to cash this check.
哇。用着我们里面的这样一种对金钱的这个需求或者是这种贪欲
If our own desire for money were to drive us to do that
那后面都是有钩子的
There are always a hook in it
所以我记得当时我们讲到我们这个那个牧师他很 dramatic
So the pastor at the time was very dramatic
他那个拿了一封这个里面就是支票的那个信
So he held up an envelope with a check in it.
20多年前还不是这个网络的时代啊，所以拿出这个东西。
So it was 20 years ago. So these weren't by email. These were mail.
讲完了以后，他啪一下把那个撕了。
So he took it and he ripped it in half.
他说我们要做正确的决定。
But we need to make the correct decision.
很多时候，这个世界就用这些的金钱、名誉、地位这些的啊，甚至于人里面的这些的欲望来诱惑我们。
Oftentimes the world has these positions and power and money that the world uses to try to tempt us.
求神怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
很多时候。
Many times.
当我们做那个正确的决定。
When we make the right decision.
当我们跟随神的这个心意。
When we follow the will of the Lord.
我们发现在前面有一个极其美好的在等着我们。
We find out that ahead of us there is something that is far better waiting for us.
所以我们千万不要犯亚干的这个错误。
Let us not make the mistake of Achan.
追悔莫及啊。
That we pursue and end up losing everything.
好，下面我们继续往下来看。
And let us look, continue onward in the passage.
这个第八章呢，实际上非常的长。
And chapter 8 is quite long.
神甚至教导以色列人要怎么去打这个仗。
And God actually teaches the Israelites how to go about this battle.
兵不厌诈。
You're not withdrawn.
后面还有更难的，不过有英文。
Yeah.
就说这个可以用一些的计策。神说你要设伏兵来打这个爱城的人。
And so God says that you need to set up this kind of an ambush to attack Ai.
啊，爱城的人他们骄傲了。
So the people of Ai by this point they're pretty full of themselves.
中计了。
And they're gonna fall for this.
以色列人这个装作失败，然后就引诱他们出来，结果就被伏兵把他们一网打尽。
So the Israelites pretended to lose and be driven before them, and as a result, they were able to draw them away from the city and take it.
那这里呢有一个细节。
There's a little detail in here.
就是约书亚把手伸出来，手中一杆短枪，他一直不落下来，不收回来，直到得到彻底的胜利。
Now there's a little detail here where Joshua holds out this short spear, this javelin, until the victory is complete.
啊，这个像大家都已经看到这个投影啊。有一句诗，这句诗有人知道是谁写的吗？
So there's a everyone can see on the projector. There's a poem here. Does everyone know who wrote it?
这是毛泽东写的啊。
And this was written by Chairman Mao.
啊，这是这个庆贺解放军得到南京，过了长江。
And this was to celebrate the PLA taking Nanking and going over the Yangtze River.
然后毛泽东写了一首七律的诗。
And so Mao Zedong wrote this poem.
所以这个我们这个国军的弟兄姊妹们啊，这个就多有得罪啊。
So those of us who've been in the PLA
都已经过去了，我们也不是在这里宣扬毛泽东。
We're not promoting Chairman Mao.
但是呢，他的军事上面确实有天才，这个我们有一说一，有二说二，对不对啊
？But let's just be honest. He was pretty good as a tactician.
当时说以长江天堑啊，一分为二啊，楚河汉界，互不干涉。
so he understood the importance of the Yangtze River and crossing it.
毛泽东这点是很厉害的，绝不能够这样。
In this regard, he was very skilled.
打过长江去，解放全中国。
It's like if we can cross over the Yangtze, then we can set free the entirety of the nation.
啊，然后他就写了一首诗，对不对？中山风雨起桑黄，啊，百万雄师过大江。
我不再给你翻译。
这一句呢？这句呢，我们有英文，我到网上去找的，我也不会翻译哈、啊。叫"一将胜勇追穷寇，不可沽名学霸王。
The fleeing bandits we should press on to pursue. Unlike 项羽 the desire for fame we should subdue.
这项羽就是项羽啊，项羽的项羽王，沽名钓誉啊。
So this is referring to an ancient king in China.
没有灭刘邦，这是都是中国的古代的故事啊。
That didn't destroy the entirety of the bandits he was fighting.
对，基本上就是说要一直打下去，手中的短枪不能够放下来。
The main point is that you cannot put down this javelin that you're holding. You have to completely fight until they are obliterated.
好了，下面讲一个故事呢，大家都知道了。我们讲英文的弟兄姊妹也不会受折磨。
And so moving forward, then the story is something we're all familiar with, and those of us who speak English will not suffer so much.
1990年的时候，伊拉克入侵科威特。
So then in 1990, when Iraq invaded Kuwait,
国际社会义愤填膺
and so everyone was very concerned.
组织了多国部队
and so you had the coalition, a multinational coalition,
解放科威特
to set free the nation of Kuwait.
以美国为首的
and America ended up being the primary nation.
当时叫做沙漠盾牌
at the time it was considered Desert Shield.
我想 我们有些弟兄姊妹可能也还是不太了解，那时候可能还没有出生啊。
Some brothers and sisters might not have been born at the time and perhaps not as familiar with it.
那时候呢，当时我们就啊每天都看新闻，这是这个第一场现代意义上真正现代意义上的战争。
And so this at this point everyone was watching the news constantly because this is the first truly modern war.
那么当时我们还看两边的这个解说，说啊伊拉克世界军力第几，然后跟美国打啊怎么样，可能要把美国这个瓮中捉鳖等等等等啊。
So we ended up watching a whole lot of analysis saying, oh, well, Iraq has such a powerful military, maybe they're going to be able to hold off the U.S., et cetera, et cetera.
结果发现这个现代战争真是不得了，超视剧的，哇，这个都把那些攻势啊全都炸得一塌糊涂。
And so it turned out that we found that modern warfare was very, very quick and very quickly destroyed the opposition.
所以这个从沙漠盾牌然后变成沙漠风暴。
So it moved from Desert Shield to Desert Storm.
这个多个部队开始进入这个科威特，解放科威特，势如破竹。
When the international coalition went into Kuwait to set it free.
啊，当时我还记得那个场面，这个伊拉克的这个军队撤退的时候，那些简直是暴徒啊，就说把那些油田都放火烧了等等。
And so I remember at the time watching the Iraqi army retreat and setting fire to the oil wells in Kuwait.
啊，然后他们的这个部队就开始撤退，往伊拉克境内撤退。啊，美国这个飞机从老远的啊，这个精确炸弹投下来，那个整个一条公路上全都是炸的这个啊这些的军车啊，这个。
And so you see these images of retreating Iraqi military units and then Americans using precision weapons to destroy the roads that they were traveling on.
哇，那个时候美国真是世界的领袖，然后这个大家都是在那里鼓掌啊，福报安良。
And so at the time then America was like the leader of the world and everyone was there applauding.
那么这个科威特解放以后就继续推进啊，向着这个巴格达推进。
And so once Kuwait had been liberated, then they continued to push forward towards Baghdad.
然后伊拉克这个南方有个城市叫做巴士拉，它是什叶派为主的这样一个城市。
And so then there was a city in southern Iraq.
啊，已经开始这个起义了。
And it was already starting to revolt against Baghdad.
因为我们知道这个萨达姆和他儿子那个暴政的统治，伊拉克老百姓早就受不了了。
Because Saddam had a pretty drastic form of government, and he and his children were not popular in Iraq.
后来新闻讲，这个萨达姆自己已经吓得就准备马上就要逃跑了。
And so the news would report that Saddam himself was about to flee.
我记得那时候最有意思的就是唯一一个嘴硬的就是他那个新闻发言人，大家还记得吧？那个外交部长。
And so at the time I remember what was really interesting was the only person who was against this was his international news media.
外面这个多国部队的那个炸弹已经都在他这个首都周围都是个爆炸，记者都听到了，然后他还说我们在这个剿灭美军啊，把美军打得这个稀里哗啦，还在那里这个来吹牛。
It was particularly interesting to see his Foreign Minister of the Press when Baghdad was getting bombed and you could hear the bombs in the background explaining how they were defeating the United Forces.
结果以这个伊拉克这个投降以后，然后他自己去向多国部队去投降缴械，人家看说通缉令上没有你，你走了，把他给放了，没有抓他。
And so then when they were about to surrender, they just let them go.
那么这里有一点很关键的。
Now there's one point here that's very important.
当时整个的国际社会大趋势都知道，当时就应该把这个萨达姆彻底推翻。
And the entire international community understood that at that time that it would be best to deal with Saddam.
那时候老布什的总统威望也非常的高。
And at the time, Bush Sr., his approval was very high.
结果让全世界大跌眼镜。
And so then he allowed the entire world to kind of miss this opportunity.
突然多国部队美军不前进了。
All of a sudden, the American troops stopped moving forward.
什么理由呢？
And what was the reason?
当时这个大的标题叫做百十地面战。
There would be a ticker tape saying the 100-hour ground war.
就说这个广武这个真的进派了这个地面部队陆军冲进去以后呢，说往前推进了100个小时。
And it was saying that they were going to fight with boots on the ground for 100 hours.
哎呀，这个数字看着挺好的。
And this sounds like this is a really nice soundbite.
正好打满100小时，不打了。
Once you fought 100 hours, then you're done.
这萨达姆这个暴君已经准备都要逃跑了呀。
And they were in a position where the entire Republican army was about to run.
国家里面的百姓就开始起义了。
And you're already getting people revolting on the ground.
哇，结果这个萨达姆一下得了喘息之机了。
And then all of a sudden, Saddam got a breathing space.
一方面好像跟这个多国部队在这里讲和，什么条件我都接受。
And on the one hand, they were ready to essentially take any conditions for surrender.
一方面残酷镇压国内的人民。
On the other hand, continue to treat their own people very cruelly.
后来产生了极其多的问题。
And afterwards, it created a lot of problems.
包括什叶派后来对美国这个不信任。
And afterwards, including many of the people in there, the Kurds, not trusting the U.S.
因为作为逊尼派的这个萨达姆后来在巴士拉那边大屠杀。
Because afterwards, Saddam did a lot of ethnic cleansing in the areas that had started to revolt.
人家说这个美国把我们给卖了。
And so they felt that they had been betrayed by the U.S.
但是我不是学军事的。
No, I'm not someone who studies military tactics.
虽然那时候我在陆军学院。
Even though I was technically in a military school.
但是我所有人都知道。这个老不是总统三军统帅怎么做这种事情啊
But everyone understood how could it be that the leader of the U.S. Forces would do something like this.
你说打仗还去凑有零有整的
It seems like they had fought halfway and then they left something leaving left behind.
一百个小时不打了
They only fought for 100 hours and then they stopped.
No, that's not the way to go.
That's not how you should fight.
后来我们看到留下多少的后患
Then we see afterwards how many problems that caused.
直到今天
All the way to the present day.
如果当时彻底的推翻了萨达姆
，That time they had completely overtaken Saddam。
今天的世界，今天的中东，今天的美国不是这个样子啊。
Then today the Middle East and the U.S. and the world would probably be a very different place。
老布什自称是基督徒，但是圣经没学好。
So Bush Senior may have been a Christian, but he didn't study the Bible well。
至少约书亚记这段当中他没有学好。
At the very least, he didn't study Joshua chapter 8 very well。
约书亚这次明白。
But Joshua understood。
听从神的旨意。
You need to listen to what the Lord says.
手中的短枪伸出去
and hold out the spear.
直到把敌人完全的除灭进去
until the enemy was completely destroyed.
很多时候我们问这个问题
often we will ask this kind of a question.
我们谈到约书亚记的时候，我们会常常要去回答这个问题
When we're studying the book of Joshua, we often have to respond to this question.
比如说你们的这个神好像很残忍
Wow, it seems like God was really cruel.
哦，打起仗来就是这个杀戮。
As soon as the Israelites were fighting, they would destroy everyone.
就是灭绝。
They would just completely destroy people.
我每次回答，首先我们要讲到神的怜悯和慈爱，对不对
？Yeah, first of all, when responding to this, we need to address God's mercy and His grace.
我们要强调，哪怕是一个妓女，只要她肯回转，来跟随以色列的真神，神绝对的悦纳。
We need to address that even if they were a Canaanite, if they were willing to turn and follow the Lord, then God would absolutely accept them.
但是我们知道迦南地人包括这个爱城的人包括爱城的国王他们是何等的邪恶
But we also understand how evil the people of Canaan were including those in Ai
在这个时候如果对邪恶我们还有这样的姑息纵容的话
And at this time we continue to accept evil
我们乃是对神的不顺服
Then in that setting we are no longer being obedient to the Lord
所以有一句话叫做除恶务尽。
And so there's a saying to eradicate evil completely.
今天我们在每个个人都在自己生命当中可能有这样或者是那样的一些的捆绑一些黑暗的地方一些的罪有没有
Now each of us in our own lives we have sin we have areas of bondage we have areas of darkness.
我们在这样一种属灵征战当中我们对这个罪的态度也是要这样子。
When we're in the midst of this kind of a spiritual battle, we must have the same attitude towards sin.
不要以为自己已经得着了。
Let's not believe that we have already achieved this.
不要以为我们已经完全了。
Let us not believe that we have already been made complete.
不要以为我们自己已经得到了最终的胜利，虽然耶稣基督在十字架上已经成就。
Let us not,
我们晓得。
Let us not believe that we've already achieved ultimate victory, even though in one sense ultimate victory was already achieved by Jesus on the cross.
但是每一天的生命真实的我们还是要活出在征战当中一种生命。
But daily we must live in a state of continual battle against sin.
对罪恶。
We must fight against sin.
对黑暗。
We must fight against darkness.
对撒旦恶者。
We must fight against the evil of the devil.
完完全全的弃绝。
We must completely destroy this.
一点的地步都不能够给他留。
We cannot leave anything to them.
哪怕你给他留下这么一点点。
Even if you only leave them a little bit of room.
我内心当中就有这么一个小小的这样一个空间。
Even if we leave them just a tiny little bit of our heart.
就这样一种小小的罪。
Just a little bit of sin.
哎呀，也不算罪，就是一点软弱。
Even if we don't want to call it sin, we'll just call it a weakness.
哎呀，人都有嘛。
Everyone has a weakness.
It's okay.
It's all right.
大家都差不多了。
Everyone's all the same.
那么有的时候在夜深人静的时候，让这种罪又冒出来。
And sometimes when you pressure's on, we allow the sin to be revealed.
自己享受享受它。
And we just enjoy it a little bit.
在喂养喂养它。
We'll feed it a little bit.
那么这个罪慢慢就开始长大。
And so the sin begins to grow.
越来越大。
And it gets bigger and bigger.
到最后，我 会控制我们的生命。
And in the end, it ends up controlling our lives.
除恶务尽。
We must eradicate evil completely.
不要把手中的枪落下来。
Let us not withhold the spear in our hand.
几个礼拜以前，在我们有一个团契的聚会当中，我已经和大家分享过。
And a few weeks ago, there was a small group meeting, and I already shared some of this with the brothers and sisters.
讲到约书亚记的时候。
When speaking of the book of Joshua,
我们要和弟兄姊妹强调一点。
That we must emphasize one point.
像很多解经家所说的。
Like many theologians have said.
约书亚乃是个预表。
That Joshua was a type.
是谁的预表呢
？A type of who?
新约当中有一个人跟他这个名字差不多。
There is one person in the New Testament whose name is about the same.
啊，有人说只差一个字母，差个 O。
They just say that it's one letter different. It's one lacking O.
Joshua, Jehoshua.
It's Joshua, Jehoshua.
就我们都不用去管他了。
Let's not talk about this anymore.
有没有弟兄姊妹谁能够猜得到约书亚是新约当中谁的预表啊
？Can anyone guess who in the New Testament represents Joshua?
哎，我知道有的人在小声说，就是耶稣基督自己的预表。
And some people are already starting to quietly answer that Joshua himself was a representation of Jesus.
耶稣，耶稣。
That the name Jesus was in fact a version of the name Joshua.
这意思都是耶和华拯救的意思。
They both have the same meaning that God saves.
耶稣基督要把他自己的子民从那个罪恶的权势底下完完全全的带出来。
So Jesus wanted to completely came to completely save the people, his people who were under sin.
把他们带到那应许美地迦南地当中。
And he was going to take them into the land of Canaan, the land of promise.
在旧约当中。约书亚就做了这件事情。
In the Old Testament, Joshua did this work.
约书亚手中的短枪没有放下。
And so the javelin in Joshua's hand was not withdrawn.
但是我们知道，在以色列人当中的罪
，But we know that the sin in the nation of Israel
仍然还是会出来，而且掌控他们。
It would still come out and would begin to control them.
他们和迦南人和非利士人的征战也绝不是一直的胜利。
And their war with the Canaanites was not a war of continual victory.
但是在新约当中。
But in the New Testament,
我们主耶稣基督手中那个短枪真的是一直没有放下来。
The javelin in Jesus' hand was never withdrawn.
只要在十字架上，他宣告了撒旦恶者彻底的、完完全全的失败。
On the cross, he was able to declare that the devil was truly and completely destroyed.
在今天，耶稣基督十字架被举起来的时候
，And today, when we lift high the cross of Jesus,
撒旦恶者就要逃避。
Then the devil is forced to flee.
因为他知道他没有任何的机会能够得胜。
Because he knows that he has no chance of victory.
那对你对我来说
，Now for you and I,
我们要被鼓励的乃是除恶务尽，不是靠我们自己的能力能够真的做得多好，像以色列人那样。
So for us, we can be encouraged knowing that while in our own power we are unable to eradicate evil, much like the Israelites.
而是明白主耶稣基督，他已经为你我成就。
We can understand that Jesus has already accomplished this for us.
可是成就了以后，今天很多人知道这件事，成就以后就好，耶稣基督成就了，那我就可以松口气了。No.
But many believers once they know this, they're like, okay, Jesus has already accomplished this. Now I can take a breather.
我们要恐惧战惊。
We must stand in fear and trembling.
来做成我们最终得救的那个功夫。
To complete the work that has begun in us.
好，下面我们看第四点。
Now let's look at point four.
当他们打了胜仗了。
Once they fought this war.
爱城被消灭了。
And the city of Ai has been defeated.
战利品也都得到了。
And all these spoils have been taken.
约书亚带领以色列人在以巴路山上面就为神筑了一座坛。
So then, Joshua leads the Israelites to set up an altar in Mount.
所有做法都是照着摩西律法书上所写的。
According to the instructions in the law of Moses.
他们就在坛上给神献祭。
And so then on the altar they make sacrifices for the Lord.
这是去年十一月份的时候和大家有分享的关于祸福的这样一个抉择。
And so I shared about this in November with everyone about blessings and cursings.
生命记三十章第十九节。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19.
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
这是我们这个礼拜我们一同来背诵默想的经文。
And this is our memory verse for this week.
为什么说这是一个生死祸福的一个抉择
？Why is this a choice between life and death, blessing and cursing?
神到底给摩西什么一个吩咐？约书亚和以色列人要去遵行呢
what kind of a command was given to Moses that Joshua and the Israelites had to take, had to follow.
申命记二十七章这里有讲。
In Deuteronomy chapter 27.
说以色列人他们过了约旦河以后。
It says that after the Israelites had crossed the Jordan River.
六个支派站在基利心山上。
That six, tribes had to stand on Mount Gerizim.
六个支派的人站在以巴路山上。
And six tribes on Mount Ebal.
那么这个利未人面向基利心山来宣告神的祝福。
And so the Levites would face Mount Gerizim and declare God's blessings.
面向以巴路山来宣布神的咒诅。
And then turn and face Mount Ebal and declare God's curses.
包括这个坛怎么住不能够动铁器，完完全全约书亚照着做了。
And Joshua exactly followed the instructions, even to the point of not allowing a metal tool to be used on the altar.
那这是上次我用过的一幅图。
And this is an image that we used previously.
那这个图呢只有中文。
And there's only Chinese in this one.
那这里的好处它有耶利哥。
But here they have a Joshua, Jericho marked.
大家能够看到吧，我这里如果打一下鼠标大家能看到吧。
Here I can show you the mouse is pointing to it.
这是耶利哥。
And so this is Jericho.
事件 Shechem.
And this is Shechem.
然后以巴路山和基利心山。
And then here you have Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim.
好，那么这个呢是英文的。
So here it is in English.
这个呢没有耶利哥，这些图都不是我画的，从网上找来的啊。有爱城在这里，大家看看。
And so here you don't have Jericho, but you do have AI.
我的鼠标动那个图，电脑上能够有吗？我看不清。可以看到哈，可以看到爱城在这里。
And so here you have the city of AI.
得到爱城的胜利以后。
And so once they've achieved victory at AI.
他们就往上走。
So they started to go north.
啊，然后呢，这里就有这个事件这个城，事件这个城非常重要。
So here they have the city of Shechem.
事件呢正好就对着这两座山，一个以巴路山，一个基利心山。
So Shechem is very important because it's literally facing the two mountains, Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal.
当时场面非常的壮观。
And so you have this very epic scene.
六个支派在这个山上，六个支派在那个山上。
Six tribes on one mountain, six tribes on the other.
然后底下这个平原呢就是这个事件。
And so then in the plain between you have the city of Shechem.
啊，这幅图我要抱歉了，又是只有中文，不过我会给大家解释。
So my apologies again, only Chinese in this one.
这是今天的照片。
And so this is a picture of what it looks like today.
海拔550米的这个 Shechem 事件。
So here you have, at 550 meters, you have the city of Shechem.
左边这个吉利新山881米宣告祝福。
So then on the left, at 881 meters of elevation, you have Mount Gerizim declaring blessing.
右边以巴路山宣布咒诅。
And so then on the right, you have Mount Ebal for Christmas.
这个坛就建在以巴路山上面。
And so the altar was then constructed on Mount Ebal.
好，这里后面呢有很多的经文啊，这些的经文呢我们也是没有办法都去念了。
And so here there are a lot of relevant verses, and we don't have time to read them all.
这是神给他们的吩咐。
And so this is the command of the Lord to them.
这是英文的。
And this is in English.
那么还有要宣布什么样的这个咒诅在以巴路山上呢？我们特别把它拿出来来给大家看一下。
And so what kind of curses were declared on Mount Ebal?
每个神说一样啊，做什么事情呢要受咒诅，百姓就回答阿门。
And after God said, if you do this, then you will be accursed, then the people would respond, Amen.
做什么样的事情违背神的心意的，这个就要受咒诅，阿门。
And they would say, if you do this, then you will be cursed, and the people would say, Amen.
这段是英文的，同样的经文。
And here it is in English.
好，我们知道这个地方，这个是上次和大家有分享过，我们做个复习哈。这个地方，这个 Shechem， 这个事件。
And so we see here, we'll review real quickly the city of Shechem.
新约当中有出现。
It also shows up in the New Testament.
新约当中在哪里出现？
And where does it show up?
约翰福音第四章。
In John chapter 4.
大家记得耶稣经过撒玛利亚。
Does everyone remember when Jesus goes through Samaria?
耶稣走路口渴了。
He became thirsty.
在一个古城，大家注意，古城城外有一口井。
It says in an ancient city, everyone notice it says ancient city. Outside of the city, there was a well.
在这个井边，就像撒玛利亚妇人要水喝。
And there beside the well, he asked the woman of Samaria for water.
就和这个撒玛利亚妇人有一段对话。
And so there's a conversation then with the woman from Samaria.
生命的活水，对吧
？About living water.
那个古城叫什么
？And what is that ancient city? What is it called?
叙加。
It's called Shechem.
这个叙加是什么呢？就是事件。
And it's the same city as what is listed here.
大家注意到吧，这个发音是很接近的。
Now the pronunciation is a little different, but it's very close.
那在示剑这个地方就有一口那个古井，当年雅各的那个雅各井。
Now they are really close to that city. There was a well known as Jacob's well.
那当时的对话当中有一点很重要。
Now there's one thing in the conversation that's really important.
这个撒玛利亚妇人后来说，哦，先生，我知道你是先知。
The woman says to Jesus, I know that you are a prophet, or I perceive that you are a prophet.
我们的祖先都在这个山上敬拜。
Our ancestors all worship on this mountain.
大家现在要想象啊，这个示剑古城就在这个地方，城外就是那个井，就是两个山，其中有一个山是基利新山。
And so everyone remember the setting. Here you have the city of Shechem, and then you have two mountains, one of which is Mount Gerizim.
撒玛利亚圣殿就建在那个山上。
And the temple of the Samaritans was built on Mount Gerizim.
撒玛利亚人不要他们的百姓到耶路撒冷去敬拜，所以在这个基利新山上面建一个撒玛利亚圣殿。
So the Samaritans didn't want everyone going down to Jerusalem to worship, so they built their own temple there on Mount Gerizim.
那么这时候，这个撒玛利亚妇人就开始问了：我们的祖宗在这里敬拜，你们在耶路撒冷敬拜。
So at this point, the Samaritan woman begins to ask, "So our ancestors worship here, you guys worship in Jerusalem."
到底怎么回事？
Who is right?
耶稣说。
And Jesus says,
妇人，你当信我。
Woman, believe me.
时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
The hour is coming when you will worship neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
你们所拜的，你们不知道。
You worship that which you do not know.
我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他。
But the hour is coming and now is when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
因为父要这样的人拜他。
For the Father is seeking such to worship him.
我们讲旧约，一直在讲旧约。
So now when we're teaching through the Old Testament.
我开始讲这个约书亚记的时候，弟兄们跟我说，哎呀，感谢神啊，好像一般在教会讲台呢，常常听到这个新约啊，就是别的教会啊。那么呢，那个我们教会讲台就讲旧约啊。
And so some brothers and sisters were like, oh, good, I'm glad we're able to study Joshua, because it seems like some churches only ever teach the New Testament. So for this past part of time, we're going to be studying in Joshua.
我旧约、新约都要讲。
Now, really need to teach both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
啊，你看我们主日学班啊，新约班学旧约，旧约班学新约，这都很好。
And so you can see in our Sunday schools right now, the New Testament Sunday school is studying the Old Testament, and the Old Testament Sunday school is studying the New Testament. It's all good.
那我们从约书亚记。
So here in the book of Joshua,
我们要一直看到耶稣基督的福音。
We need to be able to see the gospel of Jesus.
我们刚才已经讲了。
And we've already mentioned this.
除恶务尽。
To destroy evil completely.
一念之差。
To not withdraw your sin. Yeah, one thought away.
One thought away. 其实这些东西啊，弟兄姊妹们。
These things.
如果要是我们离开了耶稣基督。
If we take them outside of the context of Jesus Christ,
离开了心灵诚实的敬拜，灵和真理里的敬拜。
If we take it outside of the context of worshiping in spirit and in truth,
你在这个世界上的那个励志讲座，多多少少听到能差不多，对不对？
It becomes very similar to little lectures that you might get in the world.
你在很多其他宗教当中啊，也能听到差不多的。
And many other religions might teach similar things.
连从毛主席的这个教导当中都能听到差不多的。
Even from the teachings of Mao, you can get some similar principles.
你不信啊？很多私心一闪念。好多弟兄姊妹就是这个，都不记得这个了。
Now many brothers and sisters don't even remember these things anymore.
这文革当中的话。
But these are things that were taught during the Cultural Revolution.
我们里面什么有一点点私心。
That we cannot have any greed.
就使劲去斗他。
We must fight against it.
这叫很多私心一闪念。
That is the meaning of that proverb.
我们这个一念之差，要做正确的决定。
That we must make the right decision.
差之毫厘，失之千里。今天我就是给我们的这个翻译很多的发展
过去。
好了，我保证再也不讲任何一个成语了。
道歉，道歉。
可是弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
我知道我们都软弱。
I know that we all have weaknesses.
我们真的软弱。
And I myself also have them.
若是我们靠自己，我们真的是常常要失败。
If we really try to hold it, do this in our own power, we are going to end up failing.
可你想想，约书亚把以色列人带到这两座山上来。
Let's remember when Joshua brings the Israelites to these two mountains.
爱城得胜以后。
After they had triumphed at Ai.
遵照神的吩咐。
And they follow God's command.
宣布祝福，宣布咒诅。
And they begin to declare blessings and declare curses.
遵守律法的就蒙福，违背律法的就受咒诅。
And they say, if you follow the law, you'll be blessed, and if you violate the law, you'll be cursed.
亚干就是一个这个反面典型。
And right here, you have a counter example in Achan.
宣布完了以后，以色列人回去怎么样？
And once the declarations have been made, what happens when the Israelites return back home?
哎，如果他们真是能够世世代代的敬虔。
And if they were able to be godly generation after generation.
哎，到后面约书亚就不会说至于我和我家了，对不对啊？
Well, then afterwards you wouldn't have Joshua saying, but as for me and my house.
可是在这个同样的地方。
But in the same place.
当以色列人，当撒玛利亚人。
There are Israelites who had now become Samaritans.
都已经沦落到这个狭义的这样一个啊狭义的这样一个。宗教的里面去。
They have already fallen into a very narrow religion.
耶稣说真正的出路在哪里？
And Jesus says, where does true worship come from?
在他这里。
Comes from him.
人喝了这个水还要再渴，若喝了我所赐的水就永远不渴。
Says, if you drink of this water, you will thirst again, but he who drinks of the water I give, he will never thirst again.
我所赐的水要在里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But it will spring up within him and become a well of living water all the way to eternal life.
靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
In the power of the Lord Jesus.
在灵和真理里面，心灵诚实啊，树神 spirit 的树，在灵和真理里面。
And it will be through the power of Jesus in spirit and in truth.
那是用真正的释放，真正的得胜。
And under in this condition, you can have true victory.
所以每次当讲到这样一个祸福的抉择，基利新山以巴路山的时候，一定都要带到最后新约当中，主耶稣基督他的大爱。
So whenever I speak of Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal and the blessing and the curse, I have to take it forwards to Jesus and how he truly fulfills this. Now let's do a quick conclusion.
一念之差。
That we have one decision.
除恶务尽。
We must eradicate evil completely.
这些不是不要讲啊，弟兄姊妹不要注意。
Now these two things are not things that we can gloss over.
你说我现在在灵和真理里面敬拜了。
If you say, hey, I'm now worshiping in spirit and in truth.
我是新约的基督徒了。
I'm a New Testament Christian.
我已经得到完全的释放了。
I've already been set completely free.
好，我的这个警惕就可以放松了。
All right, now I can relax.
我们是翻来覆去掰开了揉碎了和弟兄姊妹讲，把这个真理要讲得整全。
Again and again, I have to teach this in completion.
如果要是那样子的话，
If that's the case,
你其实我们又跟旧约的法利赛人本质上是一样的。
Then we become the same as the Old Testament Pharisees.
只不过把所谓的这样的恩典、灵和真理这样一个敬拜。当成我们口头上一个遮盖。
The only difference is now we have made our religion saying that we worship in spirit and in truth.
外面的粉饰。
It has become a whitewashed tomb.
我们还是要真实的活出来，但不靠自己，靠耶稣基督。
We have to truly live this out in the power of the Holy Spirit.
希望我们讲的够明白。
I hope we've spoken in a way that is understandable.
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命。
I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life.
使你和你的后裔都得存活。
That both you and your descendants may live.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，不是我们。
Lord, it is not us.
乃是基督。
It is Jesus.
我们败坏。
We are evil.
我们有罪。
We have sin.
我们有限。
We have limitations.
我们软弱。
We are weak.
常常跌倒。
And we frequently fall.
主要感谢你的救赎。
Lord, I thank you for your salvation.
感谢你的大恩。
Lord, thank you for your grace.
感谢你赐下生命的活水。
Lord, I thank you for giving us living water.
让我们永远不再渴。
That we may never thirst again.
主要当你的灵真正充满我们的里面。
Lord, when your spirit comes within us.
让你真理的话语真正充满我们里面的时候。
When the truth of your word truly fills us.
主要我们不可能不恨无罪。
Lord, then we cannot not hate sin.
我们不可能不对这世界说不。
We cannot but deny the world.
我们不可能不在我们生命方方面面的抉择的时候去顺服主的心意。
We cannot but follow your will in every decision of our life.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
救赎大功。
Lord, we thank you for your salvation.
我们也感谢你每天的引导和提醒。
And Lord, we thank you for your leadership and for your leading and for your reminders.
我们更感谢你在我们软弱跌倒的时候。
And Lord, we thank you for the times that when we fall.
你搀扶我们站起来。
That you still tell us to rise.
让我一定能够站起来。
And make certain that we are able to stand again.
让我们得胜，并且得胜有余。
That we may triumph and that we may triumph beyond what we need.
主啊，让我们真正学到这属灵的功课。
Lord, may we learn the spiritual principle.
一生一世，谨守跟随。
That we may follow after you, and for the entirety of our lives.
直到 主再来的日子。
Until you return.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.